Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, everyone, and welcome back to Real Estate Real and Unscripted with Nicole Miller. I am excited that you have joined me again here today. We are, of course, bringing awesome content to you, all the different things that touch the real estate ecosystem. And so today we're going to break down, and this show is actually a very last minute show that I plugged in real quick because it's a little bit time sensitive. So today we're going to be talking to an expert who has had a lot of experience working with a certain particular program that helps get buyers some extra money so they have some down payment assistance when they're purchasing. And that program is the Florida Hometown Heroes Program, and that's opening up on July 13th. So with me today, I have Ephraim Hood with Nadlin Mortgage, who is going to help educate us about this program, talk about what you can expect, what you should be doing now if you're in the market, and if you qualify for it, and you know who's covered under this program. So it's a really great option that is out there, and it comes in cycles and it gets funded. And so now our next cycle is next week. So glad to have you guys on the show. And if you know of anyone who might need something like this, please share this with them. So thank you so much, Ephraim, for being with me here today to help educate everyone on this program.
My pleasure. Thank you, Nicole. It's an honor to be on your show.
I appreciate you here. So tell me a little bit about yourself. What brought you into the space you're in? Did you do anything before? You're a broker owner, right? And so tell us a little bit about what brought you into your loan space. And then also, what do you do differently? What do you pride yourself on? So I'm very big on changing the game, elevating your space.
Loaded question. Let's get into it. A little bit about myself. I originally from a little town in New York called Queens, a village probably no one ever heard of it. My wife and I moved. My wife's from Phoenix, and we moved to Boca 4 years ago now. Thank God, we love it. I own a mortgage brokerage. Well, something that's different about us is we're very into education. So a lot of our clients actually come to us from other lenders with complaints saying, "Hey, my lender called me and said, hey, sign here, sign here, sign here. I have no idea what I'm signing. Can you break it down to me?" And the answer is always an astounding yes. But education is important. Mm-hmm. And you or whoever's taking a mortgage, it's most likely one of their biggest financial decisions of their lives. And they should know everything with complete transparency.
100%. I can't tell you how many people I've run into who had no idea what they signed. And, oh, they told me at the last minute, met with someone the other day, we had to bring $15,000 extra. Discovered that they ended up funding the broker's fee outside of closing years ago. Crazy, right?
Yep, plenty of horror stories.
Ask questions. And find someone that's education-based like Ephraim.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you would say that that's your differentiating factor. That's what makes you special.
Correct. That's one of our differentiating factors is just the transparency. For me, it's a gold standard, and it should be a basic for every professional in the industry. Unfortunately, it isn't that way. And it needs to be held to better standards.
I feel you. That is why I have this show.
Good.
So we spoke and you were telling me about, you know, you've done a lot of this Hometown Hero down payment assistance program and you're very familiar with it and passionate about it. And so for our viewers, listeners out there, tell us what is going on. What's happening now with this program? What is this program that's launching, reopening, I guess, July 13th?
Sure. So obviously, everyone who's bought a house before knows that, or you know, even considered buying one day, there's the three aspects to it. We call it the CIA, the credit, income, and assets. So credit is one thing, income is another thing, and assets is another one. Credit and income, a lot of people have. You know, good credit, maintain your credit. Income, you have a stable W-2 job, you know, whatever your respective position may be. But assets is where a lot of people struggle. And, you know, over the last 5 years where South Florida has seen a massive boom, right? Obviously, prices have come up across the board. We're dealing with inflation. Yeah. Just the general cost of living has gone up. And one of the biggest struggles that new homeowners may find is just saving up enough cash for down payment. They got groceries, they got the kids' bills, they got tuitions, they got, you know, everything, you know, and so saving up is tough. So the state of Florida, you know, one of its many amazing programs and incentives that it does, it launched the Florida Hometown Heroes program. Mm-hmm. Launched 4 years ago. Every year has been a smashing success. And it's a down payment assistance program targeted for a select group of individuals who the state considers heroes. Mm. I consider them heroes as well, as do many others. And we can get, you know, a little bit more into...
So who qualifies? Who can, if they're listening out there and they're in these type of categories of jobs and or even history, right? Veterans, military, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So yeah, tell us who qualifies.
Sure. So it's split into, let's say, five buckets. The first one is going to be school staff. And it's probably the most prevalent, probably the highest, you know, the highest available jobs, or let's just say school staff. That includes anybody who works in a school. So it could be from a teacher, a teacher's aide, and a principal, assistant principal, even someone who runs the cafeteria, a librarian. Anyone who works in a school, it is, and they're currently full-time employed by the school, they should be eligible for this program.
Any school or like private, public, private, college,
private and
university?
Public, not universities.
Not universities.
No.
Okay.
No.
So we're talking like the lower school, high school, middle school education.
Yep.
And elementary type. Okay. Got you.
The second bucket, which is also very prevalent, is healthcare. So anyone who is a therapist, a social worker, a technician, whether it be maybe a sonographer, maybe someone who is a nurse or a nursing assistant or physician assistant, anything to do with healthcare, the state considers them heroes as well. That's the second bucket. The third bucket is going to be law enforcement. So anyone who's a police officer or, you know, law enforcement in some other capacity. The fourth bucket is going to be first responders. So EMTs and paramedics, firefighters. And then that also includes, I guess the fifth bucket would be childcare. Anyone who's involved in childcare, whether it be a private practice or a public daycare, would also qualify.
Oh, okay. So separate. Okay. Very cool. I think I had seen, and you guys out there can also Google it and you can see there's a list because I pulled it up as well. And I think also like civil, like people who work like public defenders.
Correct. Public defenders as well.
And
people
systems
in the court system. That's correct.
Within that as well. Anyone within that capacity. So yeah, pull up that list and look through it and see if that's something that, you know, you guys qualify for.
Just a disclaimer, any of the jobs that I mentioned, there are so many more that I didn't mention.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's a two-page list online that breaks it down.
Most
people can qualify. If they're within, you know, in those buckets, we can figure out a way to get them qualified.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So if they are eligible for this program, obviously, guys out there, you know, being eligible for the program is exclusive of your eligibility for a loan, right? So you got to get qualified for a loan.
Right.
And then if that all pans out, then you have this additional thing that works for you. So what does it make available to these people?
Sure. Good question. So the state will give up to 5% of the purchase price as down payment assistance. It's minimum $10,000 and it's capped at $35,000. So for example, if someone's buying a house for $700,000, they'd be receiving the full $35,000. If you bought something for less, you'd be receiving 5% of the purchase price.
If you bought a $70,000 condo, you could potentially get $10,000, the minimum?
I believe so. The condo
Or whatever it is. If it was obviously 5% of 200, you know, or whatever, then anything less than that, then there's the 10. Right. I think so. I think I saw that.
So
that's cool.
Minimum 10 and maximum 35. It's not a grant. Let's clarify that.
Yes.
Not a grant. It's a silent second with zero interest. So it essentially would be piggybacking your first mortgage. And it is not forgivable. It is repaid when you refinance, sell the home, or transfer ownership in some other way.
So they gave you $35,000 at closing, and in 10 years from now, you sell your house, that's on your title, they're going to get that on their title search, and it's going to be $35,000. It's not amortized, there's no interest.
Yeah,
it's a silent second, it just sits there and holds space until you sell it.
It's free money,
it's great, especially since it doesn't have interest on it over that time, right? So in contrast to what a grant is usually you'll see out there, there's grant programs and whatnot, and we're not going to get into that today, but basically those programs will be effectively gifts to you after a certain amount of time. Sometimes they have certain certain criteria that you have to have lived there for X amount of years, and then it goes away if not. So this is different. It's a debt you're going to owe back, but it does allow you to effectively take out two mortgages to close on a property because it's not money out of your pocket, right? The biggest issue we'll see too, and I'll have people ask me and say, oh, I don't have the down payment. Can I take a personal loan for the down payment? Like, no, but that comes on your credit report, right? Like, so, yeah, you could potentially if you have enough wiggle room to have that, but this allows you to have your closing costs and whatnot, your down payment effectively covered. So that brings me to the next question. What is it allowed to be used for?
So it's allowed to be used for down payment and closing costs.
And closing costs.
Just an example of a family that we helped last year. They were up in Orlando. They bought their home. I can't recall the exact purchase price, but they ended up coming to the table with almost nothing because they were using a 3% down payment, which is the minimum down payment for a conventional mortgage. Mm-hmm. Their closing costs came to a little over 2%, mm-hmm. or just about 2%. And Hometown Heroes covered their full 5%. So they essentially were able to move into their first home. These were teachers that didn't have a lot of money saved up.
Yeah.
So the state helped them and they got in and they're living there. They're raising their family there. They're growing and, all that with nothing out of pocket.
Right. And it's awesome too, because if there were not, let's say you went into it thinking you were going to do a 3% down conventional, right? And then you have this and maybe after Fryam's done with it, you don't have 2% in closing costs, right? So then the rest of it's just going to extra down payment.
Right.
You're just using it for something. And that obviously lowers your payments and all of that. So it's definitely super, super cool. I'm very passionate about the Hero program and giving back to that community. I think it's important to be able to see that.
Absolutely. They do so much for us.
Yeah.
And it's really, really cool that the state is prioritizing and saying, hey, you guys do a lot for the community. Sacrifice. I know police officers. I know teachers. My wife's a teacher.
Yeah.
Paramedics. They're on call all day, all the time.
Right.
This is amazing. We can even give back to them even a little bit.
Yeah. And in the case of like a veteran that's using a VA loan.
Also,
a lot of people out there know, VA loans can be up to 100% financing and you don't not have closing costs. You do have closing costs. So effectively, if you were thinking of like working the seller to get some assistance for that, this is an alternate route for that as well. So you can come to the table with nothing. So very, very cool. I like it. Do you have any specific anything else that you can kind of share that maybe people don't know about as far as...
So regarding the Hometown Heroes, people always ask me what the interest rates are.
Right.
The answer,
is there an extra?
The answer is that the interest rates are usually below market. So the interest rate is subsidized by the state of Florida to some degree.
Because it's a different
loan. Correct, loan.
Exactly. So I remembered this when I had first learned about it years ago. It's not like he's getting a loan with Joe Schmo wholesale mortgage, I won't use names, and then you're supplementing this on it.
Correct.
It's you're going through getting everything through the plan of it.
Correct.
Right.
And yeah. It goes in different buckets, different tiers. Obviously
right.
The credit scores are important. So obviously the higher credit score, the bucket of rate the person will fit into, but it's a set rate. And besides for the rate, there are also lower closing costs
mm-hmm.
because they cap certain fees that are allowed to that are generally allowed to be issues. They'll cap them, for example, like a processing fee. They'll cap it at a certain number. I forgot what it was. So buyers end up having usually a lower than market interest rate, which is really important, and lower closing costs. So overall, your savings are, the money definitely goes farther.
So is it one, and this is just the nerd in me that's like details and hones, is it one financial institution that does these loans?
No, it's spread out over a bunch of different institutions.
Different participating.
You have to be an approved lender, and then
yes,
accordingly, every individual broker needs to be approved as well. So your mortgage broker might, down the street might not be approved for Hometown Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously we are. This is what we do every year. We have quite a few clients that come to us for Hometown Heroes, any broker can essentially get approval to do these loans.
So question, 4 years ago, this rolled out, Joe and Jane Schmo bought a house and they're upsizing. You can use it once?
It's a good question. So if what are their names? Joe and Jane Schmo?
Joe and Joe Schmo, yep.
So they, technically speaking, are not considered to be first-time home buyers.
Because it is for first-time home buyers.
Or the state counts somebody who hasn't owned a primary residence within the last 3 years,
yep.
a first-time home buyer. So let's just say Jane and Joe Schmo lived in the house for 1 year, and then they decided to sell it for whatever reason. So for 3 years, they were renting
mm-hmm.
or living by family. Now, all of a sudden, they want to take advantage of Hometown Heroes? Absolutely.
No okay. problem. Okay. Interesting. Very cool. Good to know. And so the program reopens July 13th. I'm a little bit of a nerd and I'm very technical with things. So, and I know with a lot of these assistance programs in certain cities and how they work, and it's a disaster because you don't get the money in advance. So if speak to like a little bit of the technicalities of like you meet with Ephraim tomorrow, you say, hey, we want to do this. We're looking, right? So it opens on July 13th. And when you put it under contract, like speak to like those type of steps, because what happens if there's no more funding? How right. long should it last? Absolutely. How quickly do you want to get your things in? Like break that down more a little bit in the weeds.
Sure. So the answer is get pre-approved now
mm-hmm.
because funding opens up on July 13th. And it's on a first come, first serve basis.
First come, first serve when you issue a contract to
when
them?
When you issue a contract, right.
Right.
So them getting pre-approved now doesn't count as holding on
doesn't
to...
Doesn't lock your money.
Doesn't lock your money.
Very important.
Yes. But if you're pre-approved now, and let's say you go into contract the first week of July, that money's locked in.
Yeah.
How long this will last? So the state pumped $50 million into this program for this year?
This year.
And for last year. 3 years ago, it was a little bit more, but 3 years ago, it was open to the general public.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't so strict.
They did. I know. That's yeah. what I thought. And I was going to ask you that too. They opened it up. They had it closed. Did, then yeah. it suddenly opened up and everyone and their mother was able to yeah. get it, right? Okay. I thought and I heard that right.
I think yep. they felt like kind of defeated the purpose.
I think that was, I was a little, yeah.
They also had more money to give out. So it was like, you know.
I feel like they could have bucketed it in another category, but that's just me. But yeah.
So for this year, they allocated an additional $50 million into it. And the funding usually lasts, well, it's tough to say because it's only been 4 years that the program is right. running. And they every year they release it on different dates.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when the program was released on July 1st and it was open to the public, it was gone within 2 months.
Yeah, I remember 1 year. It was real quick.
Because if they release it in the beginning of the summertime, people are going to start moving for the upcoming school
right.
year.
Right, right.
Last year, they released it August 18th. And if I'm not mistaken, the money lasted until, I want to say, April? March, April? Like, it lasted
oh,
quite a while.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah.
So, very, yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, 100%.
People, your teachers, especially, no one's exactly. working right now, like the teachers and all. You're going to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. For the public school system, lot, yeah. even the private school system, most schools are starting late August, early September.
Right.
Who in the world is moving
yeah.
the last week of August, right? The funds became available August 18. You're most likely not going to contract the week that school starts. You're right. with your kids. You send them up. You're buying school supplies. You're starting a job. You have orientations. You have everything else. You're not going anywhere. Right. You're settled in for the summertime and, you know, for the winter. So last year ended up lasting a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
This year, they're launching July 13th. Now, that kind of puts it in a middle ground because,
yeah,
you know, July 13th still gives ample time for teachers and, you know, mm-hmm. healthcare workers and everybody else, police officers, to still look at houses during the summertime. So they still have all of July and they have all of August. So I do anticipate it's not going to last until...
It's not going to last know. That long, no.
So I would say, and don't quote me on this, but I would say 2 to 3 months.
Yeah. So the important thing is, you know, like he said, it's not you apply, you call him tomorrow and he's like, yeah, you're pre-approved. You're here you go shopping. It's not guaranteed until you take a you put a contract on a property, make the offer, you put a contract, it's executed, you open it up with him. I think there was, sorry, my mind's spacing, but it was there recently, you said till April, right?
I believe so.
No, it was recent. That's true because I was talking to someone who made an offer on one of my listings and then I spoke with the lender and he was saying that he wants to try to see if he could get the Hometown Hero. It was like the money that didn't close. Like there was like fallout.
Yes, was fallout.
What was that, right?
Yeah, yeah,
was, yeah, it was like every Monday.
Every Monday.
There was something.
Couple million dollars that were,
yeah,
that
yeah,
were
yeah.
flushing up and down. So that was the thing. One thing,
because
so
they have to spend the money, right? So like if those yes. deals didn't close,
yeah.
then
it goes, back in, the
goes back in the pot. Interesting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One thing worth noting also is that you have to be below 150% of the area median income. So for example—
Very important.
Yeah, for example,
okay.
in based off 2025 limits, I don't have it in front of me, but I think Palm Beach County was household income capped at 175.
Okay.
Broward and Miami, maybe 180, 185, some in between 175 to 185. So as long as you're making below that and you fit the other buckets, you should be good to go.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So there is an income qualifying factor. Like, it is pretty generous. Yeah, generous. For sure. It covers a lot.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
It's
that
like
was
one
important.
Of these programs that are like, oh, you make above 6,000 a month?
Yeah.
Forget it. You know?
Right.
Which there are plenty of those programs.
Yeah.
Right. But this is open to a very generous amount of people.
Yeah. No, that's great. Very cool. I like it. Yeah. So what I wanted to also share too is because of the fact that it's not available and you're not going to lock it in when you speak to him. You're going to lock it in when you put it under contract. You want to make sure too, people out there, like if this is the only money you have, right? Like you're riding on this money to be able to close, you want to move quickly.
Absolutely.
Because if you're going to be looking at properties and if the funds run out and you're showing houses and, you know, if Ryan's like, hey, like, do they give you some sort of like a, do you get like a status of like where it stands or is it just like, we're done, goodbye?
No, they
you
update.
Can see.
I think their website is eHousing Plus. That's the government website. And they update it, I want to say every day.
Okay. So you're able to see kind of what the pot's looking like. And
just for my own anxiety, I don't open it every day.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure there's enough you know, but they do update it every day or every other day, but it gets updated for sure.
That's good to know. Okay.
And you see the number slowly dwindling down.
No, it kind of gives you, you know, as a buyer as well, it would stink to go that route and then not have the money. So, you know, going through this quick and getting, or maybe you're already been looking and you're already 2 months in and you found something.
So on the way in here, actually, I received a phone call from a teacher in private school. He's a teacher. His wife's an occupational therapist. And they called me on the way in here. They've been looking for a house for about 6 months now. And just so happened that the house that they're about to go into contract into is available now.
Mm-hmm.
This is their neighbor's home. And they're prime Home Done Heroes candidates.
Yeah, so perfect timing.
In about 2 weeks, we'll be able to secure funds for them.
Is there any extra like time on loan processing for these? Does it take any longer?
No, it doesn't take any longer. It's super simple. The underwriting is the same thing as a regular mortgage. The average contract price that comes across my desk is 30 days, and we've closed these in less than 30 days. So, like a regular mortgage.
Got you. Awesome. So this program's great, right? Sounds awesome. There's so many positives that it brings. I'm always skeptic, right? Is there anything that, you know, people should think about or keep in mind? Any downsides? Any potential pitfalls or hurdles people won't think of now, but could pose in the future?
Of course there are. The two biggest downfalls of this program, I would say the first one is a scam warning.
Mm.
There are plenty of lenders who will speak to you about Hometown Heroes and they'll tell you, oh, you want to apply? Yeah, no problem. Pay us a certain application fee. We'll get you first place in line and we'll make
That
you guys have money allocated. There's a literal scam warning on the Florida Hometown Heroes.
Oh, it's on their
website.
Warning.
It's on their website.
Oh, it's there. Oh,
right?
My God.
That there are people, and these are good people, there's no application fee. There's no reserve fee. There is nothing you can do to reserve a spot.
And people and trying to get money for everything.
People trying to get money for everything. And if anyone tells you otherwise, they are lying.
Okay.
Seek another lender. But if someone says, we can reserve you a spot, you just pay us an application fee or pay us some sort of other fee for Hometown Heroes, scam. Feel free to report it to the Florida Housing Finance Corporation. But yeah, there's no application fee or lock-in ability.
Okay.
The second pitfall, I would say, of this is if somebody puts down nothing and, you know, they want to refinance or something or the other, there's no equity in their home.
Mm-hmm.
Or they want to do a HELOC. There's no equity in their home. So if someone puts down zero out of pocket or very, very little out of pocket, 3% down, 2% closing costs, the 5% covers it all.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of stuck with that until their house appreciates to the point where they could refinance or they could, you know, sell it and still walk with a profit.
Right.
There are homes that in certain communities in Florida that skyrocketed and have kind of, I mean, realtor, you can confirm this. They kind of stagnated at this point, right? Their appreciation isn't as crazy as it was before.
It's going back to normal appreciation. It's correcting itself. Correct. So we have to kind of remind the public that it is not normal that Jose next door sold his house and you sold it for 30% more 6 months later, which was like happening during COVID. It was wild. So, now.
So I think houses in, I'll speak from South Florida. But what are they at? Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe 5% appreciation?
Yeah, it depends. Year? Yeah. You know? 3 to 5. It depends. Yeah. It's kind of rolling around from what I'm seeing around that kind of number.
So
yeah.
If someone's house hasn't appreciated 5% year over year, right? And they're kind of stuck at that same, or even worse, what if it depreciated? Which mm-hmm. happens also. Houses were overinflated in certain markets.
Right.
Like Orlando was seeing this, where prices were really high during COVID, and now they kind of trickled back down because mm-hmm. people realize the economic factor isn't there anymore. And yep. you know, and now what? You're kind of negative equity. So if you were to sell your house, you'd be owing more money.
Right.
And then, you know, so there are downsides to it as well. And every yeah. single situation has to be carefully planned out, carefully thought for worst case scenarios.
Right.
I recommend having skin in the game as well.
Yeah.
Put down your own money. If you're able
I
to,
agree.
Put down money. Take Hometown Heroes as kind of a backup.
Supplement
because you'll have lower payments monthly.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might get a more competitive interest rate than what the market is offering. So there are advantages and obviously, like everything, there are yeah. disadvantages.
Right. Because you could get that 5% and you could still put another, even if you planned on, you know, maybe you saved up all this time and you saved up to have a 20% down payment. And, you know, avoiding mortgage insurance and all of that, right, at certain levels, you could still use that 5% to help.
Yes.
Right? You could put down as much as you want. And then that kind of helps supplement it. So yes, at the end of the day, if let's say, you know, you lock it in and you feel like you want to refinance, if who knows, right? We never know what's going to happen in the future. Like, oh my God, the rates are so much lower. So when you refi though, right, how much are you allowed to actually take out? Right. The refi is not giving you 93%. It's not giving, you're not at that point anymore, right?
So and even if it is, the rate's going to be considerably higher.
Yeah. And if you're right, so typically, what do they say? You take out like 80%.
Yeah, 80%.
So if you don't have the 80%, you know, you're there. So you're kind of definitely a good point, right? So keeping that in mind, don't get surprised on the back end if, you know, if you're upside down or you can't make a move or change things.
Correct.
Yeah.
I recommend, you know, sitting down with the realtor, speaking with them, you know, testing their market knowledge, seeing, you know, what the trends are. It's really mm-hmm. important.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many factors that can go into a neighborhood appreciating or depreciating, right? So it's one of those like, take it as they come type situations and really measure a market's value before going to contract, especially if you're using Hometown Heroes.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a good point. For sure. Any other warnings of sorts or any thoughts?
No, I think we pretty much
covered it. Yeah.
Overall, it's a very straightforward program. Mm-hmm. And there are thousands of families every year that benefit from this.
Yeah.
I think the state actually publishes the
I think I saw it said 3,000 and change was yep. what I pulled up when I pulled it up earlier.
Yep. And for those that are thinking about doing it, there's not a lot of competition mm-hmm. in terms of like, if you're eligible, you'll most likely be able to, you know, grab a piece of the pie, which is
yeah.
really cool.
Yeah.
So reach out to an approved lender for Hometown Heroes or approved broker for Hometown Heroes. And check out your options.
Awesome. Awesome. I really appreciate it. And so everyone out there listening, this is a time sensitive situation. So I wanted to drop this to share it and make sure that you guys all know that if you're in the process of buying or if you're thinking about buying and this is the year to do it, this is the time to do it. So take a look at that. Reach out to Ephraim. Let everyone out there know how is best to reach you. Where can they find you?
Sure,
online,
sure.
Phone number, yeah, whatever
our
you would like.
Is nadlanmortgage.com. So Nadlan mortgage.com. The best way to reach me is my direct number. Let's give it out. 561-528-8724.
Awesome. So yes, it's super important to work. And, you know, I loved having him on the show because of that education factor, right? So he said that in the beginning that that's something that's super, super important to him. And I think it's exactly how I am. So I want to bring people onto this show that have that same mindset. And it's not just about a sale. It's not just about that next deal. It's not just about locking you in and getting you to closing. Like, it's making sure you know what's going on.
Right.
And I think that that's gone by the wayside over the years.
An educated consumer is a smart consumer.
Yeah. And I say that in my show, you know, that's kind of the end of my wrap. I say, like, to make sure that you're making the best decisions for yourself and your loved ones. Otherwise, you don't, because I've spent over a decade doing this, and I have, I mean, I could write a whole, God, how many stories I have of, like, the stuff that, like, you're like, that didn't need to happen. Why? Like, whoa, God, seriously? And so, you know, I think that it's hard for consumers out there, I feel like, to be able to trust who's telling them what and that they're getting the right information. And I think that's usually also, like, I've even given really, you know, I'm an expert in certain things and I've shared with certain people certain things. And then they're like, no, I don't believe that. And it hurts me when they don't listen, right? Because they didn't like what I had to say, because what I said was not a good thing. I told them I have to do probate and they don't want to listen to me. And now, you know, whatever. So, I think that, you know, making sure that you're partnering with the right people, getting, you know, recommendations from people, hearing, you know, recommendations from people you trust or even trusted sources out there. That's why I brought him on the show, because of that, wanting to educate. And that's very important. And if your broker, lender, realtor, whoever it is, even the contractor that you're hiring is not going through things with you, or if maybe they didn't go through things with you, but you're asking to, and they're giving you pushback or, like, annoyed or, like, bothered, you need to reevaluate who you're talking to. So, yeah, that's a big thing as well. Like, I hung up with I have an insurance broker. She's wonderful. The insurance company I'm with, she educated me. I was like, oh my God, this is great. But everyone else has just been like, all right, yeah, okay, sign here, get it done. If you want to ask those questions, make sure that you know that you are doing the right thing and you're being educated. So, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for being on. And please share this with anyone you know that might qualify. This is a Florida program, so not just our market in the Southeast over here. And hopefully this can help many potential homeowners really bridge that gap to make their dreams come true and give back to the heroes that do so much for our communities. And we thank you for that. So thank you again for joining on the show today, Ephraim. It was a pleasure having you.
It was mine.
Thank you, everyone, for being here and listening, and I look forward to seeing you on the next one.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.